Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Donna Perkins, and we do these motel calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning to help you with your business or some aspect of your life. And on Mondays, there is a special ETL and Above leadership call with a different login password. So if you don't have that password, definitely get it. Because if you were not on yesterday's call, whoo, did you miss a great call. We heard from Regional Directors Valerie Reed and Cassidy Leonard yesterday, and their information straight from the leadership conference that they just went to at the home office was incredible. So definitely make sure you're checking in at 8 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for about a 10 to 15 minute call. So I'm a regional vice president out of Central Ohio, and it's my distinct honor and pleasure to spend some time with you this morning. And this morning, I want to talk about taking things personally. Woo! Who takes things personally by a show of hands? Oh, yeah. I got two hands up, right? We all try not to take things personally, but sometimes we take things personally, and we don't even realize it. Sometimes it can just be so subtle. And it gets under our skin. So this morning, if you have an opportunity to take notes, please take some notes. I'm going to give you some tips of things that I actually do and some additional tips of things that I found when working on this mojo call about how not to take things so personally. But I am going to focus it on your ACN business so that hopefully it will help you in moving forward and not being stuck. I know that in our training, we hear things like sort, we don't sell, don't take it personal. We hear some will, some wait, so what next? Well, gee whiz, sometimes that's easier said than done, right? Absolutely. And so what is it that we take personal? Or what should we not take personal? Someone not getting it the first time. We take that personal when, in fact, people need to see the opportunity multiple times. And I got this topic for my mojo while I was at the RVP and SVP leadership. And I heard some things from President Greg Provenzano and some things from co-founder Tony Kupis about how to build the business. And through that, I was like, whoa, right? How to not take things so personal. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Provenzano literally cracked me up laughing out loud when he said, look, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't care if you stay or go. It doesn't matter to me because it's not about you. It's about me. It's about what I want. It's about me building a business. And that's the same attitude you should have. It's not about whether somebody stays or goes. It's not about whether they get it or not, because this business is about you. And I just cracked up. He always makes things so simple. And then Tony Kupis talked about how to really leverage the system of inviting people from event to event to event to event. Don't be attached to their responses. So many times we take things personal when people don't get in on the first time. We invite somebody to our PBR or to a Zoom or to a live event, and they don't get in, and we go, it doesn't work. Or we think people don't show up. People say they're going to come, and they don't show up. We take that personal. People don't become our customer, and we get ticked off when people don't buy from us. People don't return our text. They don't return a phone call. They just simply don't respond. How bad does that tick you off? People get in and they quit. People get in and they never respond again. Well, here's the thing. It's about them. It's not about you. And so one of the things that I learned a long time ago, the first tip is I say to myself when something ticks me off or when I have that thought, I can't believe that they're so good they won't even return my call. Or I can't believe that they won't respond in a text. I just shake my head and say, will that matter to me 5 years from today? Period. 5 years ago today, and then if that doesn't work, I literally go, all right, today is January 24th, 2023. What was I doing on January 24th, 2017 or 2018? What made me mad that day? Well, Lord, I can't tell you. You probably can't tell me what made you mad either. So are you going to remember that somebody didn't return your text today? And listen, not everything needs your opinion. Right? Somebody else's action does not require your opinion. Oh, then there's that. Just know this. Their answer or their lack of answer or response isn't about you. It's about them. And usually it's wrapped around three things. One, their timing. Maybe they were in the middle of a crisis when you texted them. Maybe they were in a black hole when you texted them and they never got the text. Maybe they got 15 texts. Maybe they read your text and didn't want to respond because they didn't want to tell you no. Number two, money. People know that it costs money to start a business. Also, people think to become your customer, it's going to cost them money. When we become the customer of a restaurant or a store, we're spending money. Maybe people literally just don't have the money, and they think it's about money, and they just don't respond. And number three, fear. People have fear. And that's just the truth. And their fear has nothing to do with you. And most of the time, people can't even verbalize their fear, let alone explain to you why they're saying no or why they're not responding. They just have fear. So when somebody doesn't respond, it's not about you, and it doesn't require your opinion or overthinking. It's about them, and usually it's around timing, money, or fear. So here's some other tips for you. Be confident in yourself. Be confident in the system and the law of large numbers. That will help you reduce what feels personal when people don't respond or show up. If you are only asking one or two people to attend an event and they don't respond, well, that's going to be feeling you're giving so much importance to one or two people's answer. But if you're asking 10 or 15 or 20 people, there's a good chance somebody's going to say yes. Celebrate the yeses and move on. And don't put the overimportance of somebody's response on them because you are only asking one or two people. Ask so many people that it doesn't matter who says yes and who says no. Sometimes you just got to let things go and live and let live. Live such a full life that it doesn't matter who responds and who doesn't. Text and peek so many people that you don't notice even who's responded. I remember I was telling Cassidy the other day, when I sit down and do a blitz, I don't even notice who responds and who doesn't. When I sit down and I'm inviting to an event, I text and peek so many people from my list that I just focus on who does respond and I pay no attention to who doesn't respond. Do not give in to emotions. Initial emotions are reactions, and they're not always accurate. In fact, most of the time, emotions aren't accurate at all. Instead, lead with 100% fact. Your belief in the system, your belief in your dreams, your belief in what you're doing and the results that you want, and then move forward. And sometimes you have to put yourself in other people's shoes, especially if they were really engaged and then all of a sudden they're not, or if they seemed really excited and then they weren't. Is something going on in their life? Maybe. Maybe it's just bad timing. Did you miscommunicate something? Did you misrepresent something? Did you give mixed signals? You know, Alejandro talks about on the Emerge event, she talked about her friend, and she called her friend up and asked her to be her energy customer, and she wanted to save her some money. And her friend said, well, of course, that's great. I'm all about savings. And so she signed up. Well, the next year, she saw that her friend was purging. And she called her friend up and she said, hey, there must be some kind of mistake. I see I'm losing you as a customer. And her friend said, well, no, that's not a mistake. I'm saving money. And she said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I got a lower rate this year. And she said, thank you. You taught me how to save money on my energy bill. And Alejandro said, it's 0.001 cent. I can't break a penny. And she said, you being my customer meant so much to me. It was important to me. And she said, well, you never said that. And from that day forward, Alejandro led with favor in the importance of, can you support my business? It would mean the world to me, and not with savings. So, you know, have we told people our why? Have we told them that this is our business? Have we told them how important it is to us? Are we communicating properly? And then sometimes we just have to cut toxic people out of our lives. Yeah, not everyone, as Greg Provenzano says, can go where you're headed. And this is a personal development program with a compensation plan. So you're going to grow and change as a person during your career as ACN. And some people who used to be really close to us, well, their negativity no longer serves us well because we have new tools in our box. And look, here's the truth. You're going to be the total sum of the people that you spend time with and the total sum of the books that you read. So choose wisely. And most of all, breathe. Take a moment. Shake it off. We are emotional beings after all. And sometimes we just need to take a moment and breathe. Meditate. Pray. Because sometimes our emotions just overwhelm us. And we truly need to learn not to be reactive. Instead, we want to be reflective. Allow emotions to pass and set goals and reset your goals. And then look and say, hey, is the activity that I'm doing right now pointing me in the direction that I want to go? And if the answer is no, I'm so ticked off that so-and-so didn't respond, then just shake that off, recognize it as an emotion, and reset. And action is always the solution. That's the end of it. Action is always the solution. No matter what you do in life, you're always going to be met with resistance. And sometimes that resistance can be uncomfortable. And the more you do, the more the resistance you will get. Know that. The law of large numbers will not fail you. So the more you ask, the more no you're going to get. But the more you ask, the more yeses you're going to get. It happens everywhere, in relationships, in family, work, school, wherever you go, there you are. You have to learn not to take every single thing personally because it's just going to simply tear you apart as a human being. But it will also destroy your business. Not everything is meant to be as we receive it. So be sure to think critically and not emotionally. And use the tools that we have here in ACN to aid your journey to success and not into a personal battle. So what do we need to do? Well, here's some things I have for you. Don't let your emotions be your cop-out. Take responsibility for your business, for your future. And know this, the level of activity that you do and the amount of time that you spend in making the calls and peaking and presenting and inviting is not as important as the consistency in which you do it. Let me repeat that. The more that you do and the level of your activity and the number of calls is not as important as your consistency. Some of us have an hour a week that we can work on our business. Some of us have 10 hours a week. Some of us have 3 hours a day. So it's not how much you do, but it's how consistent that you do it. And then how you utilize the system of events to build your business. It's about event to event to event. It's not about whether somebody says yes when they see the presentation the first time. Learning to recruit to invite is what Tony Cupa's message was. Invite to the next event. Invite to the next event. The answer is always inviting that prospect or that person who's just seen the opportunity to the very next event. So start with yourself today. Start with yourself. Ask yourself this. Number one, when is your next Zoom presentation? And who are you putting on it? Number two, what is your next live event? If you don't have a live event in your area, create one. Make a commitment to drive to one. Fly to one. But the hybrid model is here, and it's what we're using. When's your next Zoom appointment, and who's going to be on it? When is your next live event? Who are you bringing with you? When is your next PBR? Is it scheduled? Get it scheduled. And most importantly today, are you registered for Elevate, March 10th and 11th? If you are not registered, rectify that today. Get registered for the Elevate. The first step is register. The step after that is if you are registered, who on your team is going with you? Get somebody on your team registered today. This is how we move our business forward. And this is how we build event to event to event to event. And we don't take people's responses or lack of responses personally. We take responsibility of our belief in the system, and we simply consistently work the system event to event. I hope this has been helpful. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.